I talked to you about these left-wing regressives, the Democrats. Now, my friend Bo Dietl, he's a New Yorker. He's a staunch conservative, staunch law enforcement defender. And he supported a guy named Eric Adams. Eric Adams ran for mayor of New York as a pro-police and pro-crime convention candidate, protection candidate. And Bo supported him. He's now in office. Some of his first steps look good. Some of them, who knows? I don't think he's going to attack the massive bureaucracy, which has failed in New York City. I don't think he's going to attack their unholy alliance with all sorts of left-wing groups, which get billions of dollars in contracts every year from the city of New York. I don't think he's going to attack any of that. But can he do the basics, which is at least protect the people? And we are now joined by my friend Bo Dietl. First of all, Bo, Happy New Year, my man.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all my friends out there.
All right, so Eric Adams has become the mayor of New York City. What do you feel so far?
I feel great. Let me tell you something. This is great news for the fact that I talked to Eric Adams last night. We've been texting back and forth. He gave me the honor of giving me a call last night. We went over everything. The cops out there starting to feel good about themselves, and they feel like they got somebody who's got their back after Big Bird de Blasio turned his back on them. And he's brought, I tell you what, he told that punk from the Black Lives Matter up in the Bronx there, because he said, we're not going to have anti-crime. Eric went right back into space and say, we're bringing the anti-crime, anti-gun, and taking these guns off the street. And he went right at him, and I love the way it sounds. He just hired the first deputy commissioner, a guy I know, a guy who is a former street cop from the South Bronx, worked his way up, and his name is Commissioner Caban. He's the first deputy commissioner of the New York City Police Department. Eddie Caban, he's a street cop. He's the first deputy commissioner. Means that if the commissioner, something happens with her, he's the one that's in charge. But he didn't bring in someone from out of town to be the first deputy commissioner. He brought a real street guy. I know him very well. I'm really happy about him. He also brought in another guy called Kenny Corey, another New York City cop, as the chief of the department. I like it. I like what he put in there. These are not make-believe guys. These are a real deal. And I'm excited about it. And he has saying all the right things. I talk to cops all the time. You know, we got a deal with, we got a DA in Manhattan, a guy named Alvin Bragg, like Alvin and the Chipmunks. He's the first black DA. He now is opening his big mouth already about reform. How much more are you going to reform? How about let's worry about the victims? How about doing your job? Serve the victims of the murders, the robberies. And here's one good thing. I said it on the radio this morning. Mayor Adams can request that this DA, Alvin Bragg, be removed. He could go to the governor, and if he's not doing his job, I'll be the first one to say, you know what? If you don't want to do your job, then get the hell out of there. I mean, this is the same DA that was over there that took the spot of Cy Vance. Cy Vance was the same DA that was there that didn't prosecute Harvey Weinstein for the real rape in 2016 of that young girl. And then if we found out that Harvey Weinstein was dumping money into Cy Vance's campaign.
Yeah, good riddance to him. Good riddance to Cyrus Vance.
Yeah. He was a garbage can. You know, I also call, now it's wide open, Big Bird's gone. There should be an independent. Letitia James, our attorney general, instead of worrying about Trump, what she should be worrying about is investigating Big Bird de Blasio. Remember, we had two guys that were arrested and convicted for bribery, the two guys from Brooklyn. To constitute bribery, you have someone that gives the bribe and someone receives it. And who received the bribe was Big Bird de Blasio. So I'm calling upon the U.S. Attorney's Office and Letitia James to call out what it is. And also, we had a thing called Operation Thrive, where the mayor's wife had a $1.1 billion of uncounted money that it was taken in with these nonprofits. I'll guarantee if we follow the money, we're going to follow these nonprofits to a little bit of a backdoor policy where monies were emptied into that for the de Blasio, Mr. and Mrs. de Blasio.
Well, Bo, I always we're talking with Bo Deedle, decorated New York City policeman and the owner and president of Bo Deedle Associates, one of the premier investigative agencies in the world. Bo, one of the things, and a dirty little secret of the left wing, is that they use these non-profit, and they're called NGOs, and they give them, in New York City alone, billions of dollars per year in contracts to effect social changes of all sorts, and the money's all wasted.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had our moron governor here came out and said that only minorities should be getting the first shot at these COVID vaccines, which to me is total racism. And it's horrible. Everyone who needs the shot should be able to get it. Shouldn't be black or white. It should be whatever person needs it. It shouldn't be a racist thing. It shouldn't be who needs it more. Who needs it more are the people that have the problems with hearts or asthmas or older people. Whether you're black or white, they should have the opportunity to get the vaccinations, not if you're black or white or all that crap.
And what Kathy Hochul, the New York City state governor, who's worse than Andrew Cuomo in many ways, she's just not as odious a person, she is more left-wing than literally than anybody that has ever held that seat. I mean, she's awful.
I don't know. I don't understand it. We just came from, also he announced, this guy Bragg announced also, Cy Vance, before he left, they announced that they were not going to investigate Governor Cuomo with the nursing home deaths. They decided not to go after him. I wonder why all of a sudden, because I think Cuomo must have a lot of crap on both of them, you know?
Sure. Well, they got him out of where they wanted to get him from. They got him out of the governorship. They got his brother out of his position. So they've got to go to the woodshed for a while, and they'll be back. They're going to get recycled back in.
Well, let's remember the Cuomos, the father. We had one break with the great the Governor Pataki, and then the Cuomos came back. He was looking for a fourth term, and then Fredo, they done the number on Fredo there. What is unlistening TV shows, CNN? I grabbed that little punk that's the head of CNN. He was up in Rayos. What's his name, the head of CNN?
Zucker. Jeff Zucker.
Yeah. Jeff Zucker, who I know a lot of years, and he was sitting at a table with Scaramucci. I came up behind him, and I actually playfully smacked him in the back of his head. And I said, hey, why don't you have Bo Deedle on there with your friend Don Lemon, the commie there? I said, I think I could bring some excitement. And he looks up. He was like shocked that I smacked him in the back of the head. Only a playful smack. And he didn't know what to say. He didn't know what was coming. I should have really assaulted him. Because we have no bail in New York City anyway.
Yeah.
And I said to Jeff Zucker, I said, you're a commie. You know, I put it this way. I'm not afraid of anyone. And if I see Big Bird de Blasio, I'll go right up to his face. I'll say, you're a criminal thief, like I said when I ran for mayor against you. You should be in jail, handcuffed with your wife. And I'll tell him right to his face.
Bob Canaro back, WILK, talking with Bo Deedle, New York City investigator, former decorated New York City cop. Bo, one of the things that I think, well, it's a bridge too far to expect Eric Adams to dismantle the nonprofit state and the just this calcification of New York City government. But one of the things he did not do or says he's not going to do, which surprised me, was to end the mandates that Big Bird de Blasio put in place regarding COVID. And they're discriminating against minorities in going to restaurants and everything. I mean, they're really onerous mandates, and they're causing tons of economic strife in New York City.
Well, one thing about him, he went right at the teachers union. He has the schools are open, and he told the Keats teachers union, look, they never endorsed him. They endorsed that communist Wiley that was running against him. He owes nothing to the teachers union, and he came at him. He's opening the schools up, and I really believe that that's on the table. He wants the city opened up. He says it, and you know what? Let's give him a chance. He's only been in there 2 days, and right away he's saying good things.
All right. So that's something. But, I mean, you agree that they've got to, those insane mandates have to end.
Well, you know what he's put together? One of the things I like also, he put together this whole checks and balance on all the wasted money in this city, which I'll guarantee you, we have a $100 billion budget. I'll guarantee you 30 to 35% is just total waste, i.e. some of those things that you're speaking about. And I will be speaking with them. I will bring up and I'll say, this is a waste of money. What do we got to keep getting suit for Al Sharpton? We need some more custom tailored suit for Al Sharpton with his nonprofit bullcrap. First of all, he looks like a Martian. His head is big, and he's got like a puppet body. Yeah. I go back with him.
Bo.
I go back with Al Sharpton. I used to call him the fat rat. He was our informant when I was a detective, and he weighed about 300 pounds. I was telling him to jump on the third rail when he was protesting something. I said, Al, why don't you jump on the third rail? He said, wear that dipsy doo in his hair.
Yes.
And I said, we would have had about 10 pounds of dipsy doodle on the third rail. Jump on the third rail.
We're talking with Bo Deedle. Bo, so tell me the feel. You know, you're a couple days in. We know de Blasio's gone, thank God. The feel in New York is good?
Let me tell you something. I've talked to cops all the time, and what they've done already, bringing these people who are really pro-cop, I think he's trying to tell you. And he actually said the greatest thing he did when he went after that Black Lives Matter guy, he goes, you will not bring back anti-crime in New York. He went right at him. He said, don't you tell me what I'm going to do. We're bringing back anti-crime. If you don't like it, you can kiss off. Look, I think that Eric Adams, let him get his sea legs in place. He's in great physical shape. You know, he had problems with diabetes. He became one of those guys eating the friggin' weeds. He's a vegan or some crap like that. He's in fabulous shape. He's got a lot of energy. Not like Big Bird that used to get up at 11. Eric is running, riding a bike, taking trains already. I mean, the other guy, Big Bird, no one has ever saw him before 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, so.
Now, Bo Deedle, one of the things that was important to you was the mayor bringing back the anti-crime unit. We've touched on it a few times in this interview. Tell us what, in your view, the anti-crime unit is and what it can accomplish for the people of New York.
Well, it's very simple. Going back many years ago, around 1973, we started something called Citywide Anti-Crime Laws, one of the original 50 guys back in 73. And we had the unmarked taxi cabs, everything. We would flood the city wherever the high crime areas with shootings, robberies, and we'd go out there and we'd take guns off the street. We had turned into about 200 of us at one time, and we were taking 30% of the guns off the street. It's a very effective thing, and we probably saved a lot of people's lives, but people were against it. People don't realize that, you know, when you stop and frisk someone again, you could do it in a smart way, you could do it in a tactful way, but you get the gun off the street. And that's what these anti-crime guys are going to do. And I say it out, if we have Rikers Island. Hey, Rikers Island ain't the worst place. We should clean it up a little bit, put some air conditioning, some heat in there, hire more correction guys, and let's take the 3,000 little pieces of garbage gang members off the street. These are the same 3,000 that are committing all the shootings, all the robberies. We put them in jail. You'll see crime go down to nothing, and New York will come back. I feel for the first time in the last 2 days, talking to cops said, we have a light at the end of the tunnel, and certainly with getting rid of Big Bird was the greatest feeling of my life. He didn't want to go. He was like one of those herpes or a canker sore. He didn't want to leave. Gracie Mansion was supposed to be out of there. And I sent a text message to our new mayor. I said, I got a company. We could go there and we could disinfect it, the whole Gracie Mansion, because I'm sure he left some cockroaches behind, you know.
Now, Bo Deedle, tell us, how long do you believe it's going to take for the situation to turn around? I mean, it took 8 years of disgraceful administration by Big Bird de Blasio. How long before people are going to really feel it?
Well, he can only do so much, the mayor. Now, of course, of his position, he can lean on the legislature of the Senate and the State Assembly of New York State to reform this bail reform thing and let judges make decisions on bail, on records and all that. There's a lot of things. There's supposedly something in that bill that says you give bail on a loaded gun. There are a lot of things as the mayor of New York that he can use that bully pull to do things. Now, when we got a guy like this jerk Alvin Bragg, who's the DA of Manhattan County, who came out and actually said he wants more control of the police department, he wants to defund the police department. If this guy's not prosecuting people who are victims of murders, victims of robberies and all that, then he has some other avenues of going to the governor of this state and say, I want that DA removed. He is not doing his job. There is something that he can do and request it from the governor. Now, this governor, we know, and I don't mean to be, I'm not going to be a sexist guy, but she's turning out to be a real prime package there. Does she really want to live with that? And she wants to run now for real governor and get elected. Does she really want to run on the blood of people in New York City? I think if we get a really good candidate, someone who's strong with law and order, I believe we could have another governor. I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat. A governor that stands for law and order and for the people who are the victims. I believe it. It's time. I hate this Republican-Democrat crap. We need a moderate person that cares about supporting law enforcement and negative against crime. That's what it's all about. Forget about politics, Republican, Democrat. Too much of that crap, you know?
All right. Well, Bo Deedle, thank you so much for joining us in the new year. I look forward to the next time. And you know, anytime you want to ring the bell here, we just uncovered illegal couple of weeks ago. We started the story. We proved illegal aliens coming into the Scranton Airport, which hadn't been done in the flights all around the country. We proved it, brought it to the national level. Anything you want to bring to this audience, it'll find its path.
And I got one more thing to say. God bless Joe Manchin. Stand strong. Thank you, Joe Manchin. Stand strong.
We hope so, man. I'm worried, but I hope so. Bo, thank you so much, my man.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you soon. Bo Deedle, New York City.